774-6425-2500. I'll be willing to talk with you. And we've got Pleasant Green Baptist Church coming up next. We're going to be on Facebook Live as well. And I hope that you'll stay tuned for that and so much more here on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
You have your Bible. I don't think it will be long today. I know I see it all the time.
I'm going to pull your coattail now.
The sun has got it this time. I don't have to worry about it today. That sun is plucking him this time. You ain't got to worry about this from here today.
Right.
I'm going to get you back home pretty quick, and I'm going back to go to bed. If you have your Bible, let's go to the book of Psalms. We're going to just key on that. We're going to look at that 11th verse of that 119th number, or 119th number of Psalm. 119 division.
Amen.
Number. Psalm, verse 11. Verse 11 of the 119th number of Psalm. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I may not sin against thee. Let's just talk for a few minutes on today. It's in my heart.
To praise the Lord.
It's in my heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on. Gotta be in you.
When something is in your heart,
yeah, that makes a difference right now.
It creates a brand new you.
Yeah.
And what it does, it brings a new determination into who you are.
Amen.
Because it's in your heart.
Yes. Yes.
All right now. Yes.
You're gonna get up and get to where you're going.
Yes.
Because it's in your
heart.
Amen. You're gonna get up and get the chair, although you don't feel like going.
All right, man.
Said you're gonna quit.
Mm-hmm.
Try to walk off the job. Throw your hands up in the air, call the preacher man. I'm going to leave this thing alone.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't leave it alone because it's in your heart. Oh, y'all don't go with me.
That's right.
Have you ever tried to turn loose something and you couldn't turn it loose because it's in your
heart?
I guess I'm the only one in here.
Yeah.
No, you really want to just walk off the job and say, look, I don't want to be bothered with this no more. But,
right,
but you can't walk off because there's something on the inside of you won't let you go. And it won't allow you to be still because it's in your heart. I got to get to the house of prayer because it's in my heart.
Yeah.
God, been so good to me, and he's done so much for me, and I just can't lay here Sunday after Sunday. I got to get up and go and tell him thank you, because it's in my heart. Loving ain't loving unless it's in your upper cup. Go with me. If loving don't feel good unless it's in your heart. Don't give it to me, baby, if it didn't come from the heart. Because that from the heart will sure enough reach the heart. It's in my heart. Why do I glut for punishment Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday? Because it's in my heart.
Come on, speak.
How can I go and get my feelings hurt and then show back up smiling? Like nothing never took place on last week. Because it's in my heart. And you want to understand one thing. When God looks at you, he's not looking at the outside, but he's looking at the he's not looking at the outside, but he's really looking at the believe in your
heart
that Christ died, but God raised him from the dead, then ye are. That's a salvation shout up in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
God examines me.
Oh, that's
I say every time you're gonna write something about me.
Mm-hmm.
Although I got some
errors.
But the first thing you do, although I have a million errors. Start writing about his heart. Look what God looks at, David. He looks at David. And David had a multiplicity of faults.
He did.
But he comes back and qualifies David if I say he's a man after my own heart.
That's right.
It's in the heart. Yes.
Hello.
Some folk have said many times they sang out of their heart.
Mm-hmm. Preach
out of his heart.
Yeah.
Pray out of their heart.
Yeah.
Serve out of their heart.
Yeah.
Give from their heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you give? Isn't that from your pocketbook?
Mm.
You give from
heart.
Because your heart
articulates
your giving.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It does.
Your heart tells you what to go into your purse or your wallet and do. Your heart dictates how you gonna give back to God.
Amen.
Have you ever looked and went into your wallet for one thing and then come out with another? Because your heart wouldn't let you do what you wanted to do. And your heart turned it all around and you got to say, Reverend, it was my heart that did this. And don't you know, some of us are walking around right now able to talk and jump and run and clap and say, because it was just in God's heart. He wouldn't let anything happen to us over the midnight hour. Because he wanted us here on this morning. So it was in his heart to get us here. And since it was in God's heart, we got to tell him thank you, man.
Thank you.
For having a loving heart for me today. Loving heart. Loving heart. Listen, we cannot overcome sin and Satan without the present treasure of the precious word of God. Watch closely. David opens up this text. Hmm. Psalm 119:40 or more, it contains 21 traits of blessed men, 15 things God has done, 30 vows, 30 reasons for vows, 70 requests, 18 secrets of victory, 61 testimony, 62 facts of the word, 22 reasons God is happy. 198 references of God and 610 personal pronouns, and God bless are thee. But look what he gets to verse 14. He says, Thy word.
Yeah.
Not your word. Not the preacher word.
No.
Not Abraham's word. Not Isaac or Jacob's word. Not Moses' word. Not Ezekiel, Daniel, Holy Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Becca, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Jumper. Not their word.
Come on, Ray. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But thou word. My word. Watch closely. First of all, thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Yeah.
And a light unto my thy word.
Thank you, Lord.
Will make men rise. And then make men lie down.
Yes, it will.
Thy word can feed you from manna from heaven every day.
Yeah.
Thy word.
Yes, sir.
Can roll back the Red Sea.
Yeah.
And let all Israel walk cross. Send the east wind and dry up the ground.
Yes, sir.
Make a highway over the sea.
Yeah.
And all Israel cross over. Thy word.
Thy word.
Can be a shelter in the time of a storm.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all hear me yet.
Yeah.
And at the same time, thy word has the power to calm the storm.
Yes, sir.
Thy word can become a doctor in a sick room and an advocate in a courtroom. Thy word. So when you look at thy word, thy word can do anything God wants it to do. It can feed the 5,000.
Yeah.
Thy word can wake up the dead. Lazarus, John chapter 11, thy word was heard in the graveyard. Lazarus come forth. Don't tell me what thy word can do. Well, let's talk back to Ezekiel. Ezekiel says, you know what it can do. He just said, prophesy unto the word. And watch these dry bones get the racking and moving. Watch these dry bones get the moving in the valley. Tell me what God can do.
Oh, yes, it'll do it.
At thy word.
Yes, sir.
At thy word.
Yes, sir.
At thy word.
Do it.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy Until our next broadcast.